So remember, this whole page is talking about minimums and maximums. Min's max. So the Mishnah, ein poichsin, you do not reduce less than esrim v'achas tkiyas v'migdash. They used to blow 21 times every day in the base of Migdash, and they never did less than 21. We'll see soon. V'loi moisifin al aboim v'shmeinim, nor did they ever do more than 48. Ein poichsin, they never did less than shnei nevolim. They never did less than two nevolim. The volume is a kind of an instrument. The bay negation is... No, that's a cholol. A never, we used to say the never like a harp, but the bay negation is over here. Sorry?
It's not more...
The bay negation is over here. If you look over here, novel, the bay negation. Hein 8 is a piece of wood, about 10 lines into the bay negation. Osu can mean nofe ogle. It was made like a blown up round circle, like a bellow, exactly. They put a skin, they used to use the stomach of a sheep, and that's what it was.
Like a bagpipe.
It's exactly what it is. They say it's a bagpipe. That's what the Ben Yeh says, others disagree. Back to the Mishnah, it'll be add al-shish, the minimum instruments they used to use as tune of volume, but never added more than six. No, flutes is chalil. Rashi says he doesn't know why, what the reasons for these are, for this last thing. Ein poichsi mishnei chalil, in the minimum is two flutes, v'loi maisif, and after must never had more than 12. And why? Because the 12 days a year that they used to play with the flute. By the mizbeach, so the maximum instruments are 12 instruments. V'shnei masi yem b'shon, ha'chol, makif, and mizbeach, says the mishnei, 12 days a year they used to play the flute before the mizbeach. What are the 12 days? Shchitas Pesach, Erev Pesach, when it's a Shech, the current Pesach Rishon. The same thing is, Shchitas Pesach Sheni, when it's a Shech, the second Pesach. Those whenever they said Hal. V'yom Tev HaRishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach. V'yom Tev Shal HaTzedes, Yom Tev HaShavuos. V'shmein Yishmei Echad. And the 8 days of Sukkos. By a Chalil, we call it Makkah, because they have holes. How you play a flute? You have holes and you tap your fingers. And that's how you play it. They used to say Hal inside the Azorah as well. They said Hal when they ate it, but they used to say when they shechted it, so therefore they played it then. They didn't use Ba'ovuv Shal L'choshes. Now, Ovuv is also going to be a flute. He wasn't asked why we change. They didn't use Ovuv Shal L'choshes, El Ba'ovuv Shal Kana, a flute made out of reed, not out of copper, but made out of reed. It's a sweet coil. And they didn't conclude Ela ba'avu v'yichidi. Even if he had 12 instruments playing at the same time, but the last note was done by a lone flute, because it's much nicer than it's very sweet. So they used to say howl. While they were saying howl, even saying howl, they had played a flute with it as a background music. Yeah. All the other days of the year, when they said shir of the day, they used to play with the novel and the cymbals and the harps, but they didn't use a cholol. The cholol, the kinner is a harp. They didn't use a cholol, which is the flute. Flute was only days that you said a howl. And the other days, when the levim should say shir shoyim, that's when they used to play these other instruments.
While they're doing the korban, they were just singing, no instruments.
Hmm?
Oh, no, he doesn't. Sorry,
he's
saying
that
the Sangha
day, it's
loud up, there's no instruments.
Yeah. Let's continue, yeah.
Pesach, you don't say
the whole Hallel. They do it first, only the whole Hallel, on the first day of Pesach. You don't say the whole Hallel the rest of Pesach. I'll see you tomorrow soon. So you're more right. But Avdei Koinim, who used to play these instruments? The Avodim of Koinim. They used to play the flute. Divir Amir. The Beitzi says, no, it wasn't the Avodim of Koinim, it was actually Yisrael, that's not Yisrael. Of Mirispachas Beit Pagodim, U Beit Tzifra. There were two families who were very well noted, very Miyuchasim. Ma'amim Hayamasil Kuna. They were such a chosh of a family that they're Koinim who were very machmer themselves, even though Koinim allowed to marry any Bnei Yisrael as long as they don't have any psul, they were very machmer to marry only from Miyuchasim. And they used to marry these people from Ma'am Imam, from the city of Imam. because they were trustworthy, had been, so on. However, Chanima and Tignes says Levim Hayu. They weren't Yisrael, they were actually Levim. Three opinions who they were. Does not conform with Rabbi Yehuda. Very interesting. Machlekes, Tanya, this is fascinating. We're going to have a machlekes about Kiyas Shofar that we should have had in Rosh Hashanah. This is such a fundamental argument. We know that you blow Kiyas through at Kiyas. So is it three separate mitzvahs or is it one mitzvah? In other words, our Mishnah says the minimum is 21, the max is 48. Rabbi Yehuda says the minimum is a 7 and the maximum is 16. And they're not arguing; they're arguing how you look at it. Is it three mitzvahs or is it one mitzvah? And Machlekes here.
That Mishnah really belongs maybe in Perek HaChalil or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but that's the sukkah. But apart from that, I'm talking about the mitzvah of Shofar. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hapoich is the minimum, is Layivchen Mesheva. You don't blow less than 7 times, and really 7 times say 21. Amaisiv Layayisiv Ashesh Esid, I'm more than 16, which 3 times 16 is 18. The Maike Mifkli, what's Machlekes, is only how you look at it. Rabbi Yehuda saw that Kiya through it, Kiya Chodi, all considered one mitzvah. Rabban hold ki luchud, true luchud, ki luchud. Every mitzvah is different. Now luchedim and my nafkmin lhalacha. It's just a question of how you look at it. Big nafkmin lhalacha. If you're allowed to be mafsik between ki and true and ki, if you learn it's one mitzvah, you cannot be mafsik. If you learn it's three separate mitzvahs, you can do it ki now or true later, or ki later again. My time at Rabbi Yehuda, see what it says. What's a swara? Why is it one mitzvah? It says in the parsha we just read. Uskaitem truah. But the machnas it says uskatem truah. You should blow a truah. So it's clearly that a truah needs a tkiya. Uksiv it says truah yisko. Then it says a pasuk that truah yisko. Again when they travel, so it says tkiya. Truah tkiya. Shvam not tkiya. Truah tkiya. Chod is all one mitzvah. However, could we see that truah tkiya or truah is all the same? Rabbanon hahilip pshutel lefneh pshutel achradas. I was saying no. We need that to tell you. Blow tkiya, then truah and tkiya. Rabbanon, my time, my Rabbanon was a swara. It says the pasuk, how do they know it's three separate mitzvahs? Uba hakilas are called tisko, uba like to reel, blow, and do not make trua. So why does the pasuk say that? To tell you, it's two separate mitzvahs. Vizag not kiyat trut kiyachadi, yamarachmanav pelag the mitzvah. How can the Torah tell you do only half a mitzvah? Lechad every tkiya, every trua needs a tkiya. So the Gemara, Rebidah, Zabala, but that's Sibna, but Asi Mara, but Almohu. There was talking about the traveling, and it wasn't a mitzvah of blowing shofar. It was only a simon people should know when to travel. Can't bring an eye from there. They don't have mitzvah. The following statement of Kana, who does it conform with? Ain bain ki latrua. It should be no hefsik, interference between ki and truma. No pause even like klum. Nothing must be command. Rabbi Yehuda kid holds one mitzvah. Because according to Rabbanah, three mitzvahs, why not? Pshita, nein. Marty, I would have thought, Rabbanah, Ashe, Lafukim, Rabbi Yechin, I would have thought that even according to Rabbanah, of course, I'll make a little bit of pause. But the idea is to negate what Rabbi Yechin says, Dama, Shama, Teshat, Kiyas, Betesha, so you heard 7 Kiyas throughout the day, you heard 9 Kiyas. In 9 hours of the Yotzah, Kamar Shalon, that what? That according to that even according to Chamim, it has to be close to each other. How do you, maybe Taka? Maybe that's what he's saying. He goes to Chachamim. Then he came out with a klum. But a klum means not allowed to pause at all. According to Chachamim, a lot of pause, a little bit. Just not maybe too much. You can spread them out as much as you want. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, has to be done quickly. Has to be done right next to each other. Might have come in today. So Taisha already says, and this is a big machlekes. According to us, Shavarim and Truah is one mitzvah. Because the word Truah, we're not sure if it's Genuchi Genuach or the Yolul Yolub. So you're not allowed to make a pause between the Shvarim and the Trua, even to catch your breath. And we do a difference. We have a moment of Yeshua.
Do you do it in one breath or pause in between?
That's a machlekes. So therefore we do moment one way and Yeshua another way. You use a flute. Maishnahani, why punk these 12 days? Hoyil v'yochid goymeh behenes hal. These 12 days, an individual says the entire hal. Omer abyechim shor meshim yeh tzadok, shmoyno asa yomim. There are 18 days in the year. Shayochid goymeh behenes hal. They say the entire hal. Shmoyne mechag, we have the 8 days of Sukkot. Shmoyne mechanikah, the 8 days of Chanukah, that's 16. V'yom tevarishin shol pesah, that's 17. V'yom tevarishin shol tzedes, and that's 18. And that's 18. We're Golan, Golus, he had another 2 days. We don't count Erev Pesach, what you said before, you said the whole Hallel, because that was only an activity in the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about what, you know, in your house, everyone says, even not in my Beis HaMikdash. But in Golus, Esim Ve'echad, another two, Tisha Yimei Chag, the 9 days of Sukkot, Shmoyin Yimei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, the same, Shnei Yomim Teshla Pesach, Shnei Yomim Teshla Mishlat Tzedes, instead of 18 and 21. There's a long tesis here, but Rabbeinu Tam holds that from here you see clearly, he only talks about 18 days, you say the entire Hallel, is a Raya. That all the other days, like Rosh Chodesh, they never said Hallel at all. And rest of Pesach, they didn't say Hallel at all. Not they said half a Hallel, said nothing. Said nothing. And that's why when the Rav came in, you know, and he saw in Tainis, we had in Tainis, he came in the shul and he saw them saying Hallel, he wanted to stop them. So he saw them skipping out to the new Nishikvelach. Rabbeinu Tam says this, that we say half a Hallel Rosh Chodesh, or we say half a Hallel on Sukkot and Pesach, is purely a minig. It's not from the Rabban, it's a minig.
Like a Zikaron to remember that.
Yeah, exactly. It's from the Rabban. And then he says, however, even though it's only a minute, I hold, you make a bracha. When you say half howl on Pesach or Rosh Chodesh, you make a bracha. And in the Alter Rebbe, it says that we don't make a bracha when you say Rosh Chodesh. Pesach do Rosh Chodesh not. But then the Rebbe changes it by Fabrini.
Still
said, yeah. Says in Gemara, Maishna b'chag, I mean, call Yom. So why is it that Sukkot every day you say howl, Maishna b'Pesach? I mean, why in Pesach you don't say howl? And not only the Loshen, the Loy Amrinan. Says the Rebbein Tab, you don't say it at all. Not that you don't say the whole. You say it like this: Kol Yom the Chag, every day Sukkot, Chalukim b'Korban. Said every day Sukkot is a different amount of Kabbanas, 13, 12, 11, 10. So therefore, each day is a different Yomtiv. The Pesach ain't Pesach, and Chalukim b'Korban. Saying Pesach every day the same Kabbanas, it's all uniform. There's one Yomtiv. Once you did it once, you don't say Hal again. Freddie Gemara, what about every Shabbos? The Chalukim b'Korban. Say every Shabbos is a Korban Musaf, but you don't have the rest of the year, the rest of the week. Leima, why don't you take Hal then? The Gemara, Ikra Moed, it has to be a Yom Tov. A Shabbos is not called Yom Tov. The Gemara, what about the Chodesh, Ikra Moed, and Eichet says, Korolai Moed, the Chodesh is called a Moed. So, Lema, why don't we say, and the Chodesh is a full Hal, or Hal Bechal, the way the Rebbe Tam learns. Like, Ikdish Basi is Melach. It's not just a Yom Tov, and you don't work. You see, if it says in the Pasuk, Hashir Yilachem, when do you guys sing songs, when are you guys really happy? Kileil his Kaddish Chag, like in the night when you're from a Kaddish, as a Yom Tov. Kaddish means that you don't do any work. Came holy that you don't do any work. Laila Mekudesh L'Chag. Those Yom Tov days that are set aside as a Yom Tov, not a lot of work. Ton Shira. Abish Ein Mekudesh L'Chag. Ain't Ton Shira. Says the Gemara. Well, Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. The Ikra Moyer. Rosh Hashanah Kippur is called the Yom Tov. Igdish Basil. And nor can you work. Leima Hak. You don't say how. And for the Gemara Shravu. Because of what Rabbi Vu said. What's up, Vuram Avu? But Amru Malachas, when I get Varchu, the Malachas said, "I wish that the Bein Yisraelim, before Ma Ein Yisrael, Eimnu Shidul Fanecha." The Malachim asked this question: why don't he even say Halal Bereshit Shani Kippurim? Amalend, the Eibusha said, "Efshe is a possible Melech Yosef Al Kisedin." I'm sitting there on the tribunal, part of the tribunal, judging everybody. V'Sifre Chayim, V'Sifre Meisim, Psuchin Lefanav. The books of life and death are open. V'Yisrael, Eimnu Shidul Fanecha. Songs Lefanai. It's the wrong time.
Why do the Malachim Shoras have this question, Doc?
Because they cannot sing until Eden sing. Baron Yachad Koich Veboika we had in Gemara. So they were passing. And therefore they need us to sing. So the Gemara, we'll see in a minute. Well, Chanukah, the Lahachi, Lahachi. What about Chanukah, Nishdas, and Nishdas? Chase is Bidai, but Malachim did say how. If you look in Chase, the own Malachim, now he's on Shira. He said, why ain't he strolling, Mashira? They don't say, why don't we say Shira? So Chase Malachim did say. Right. What about Purim? The Kanisa Purim is an S. Lema, let us say. Now, interesting. The Gemara just said it has to be a day you don't work. The Gemara said before it has to be a Moyed. It has to be a day you don't work. That's when you say the whole Hallel. So, what's one asking about Purim? That's the answer. But why does the Gemara ask a question? Why don't we say Hallel on Purim when Purim you work? Is a raya, the meaning of not working has a basis to it. Because remember,
that's probably good thing. You said because it didn't happen in the
Lord's. Morgan said that in a minute. That's the answer. But the question is, what's the more question? We just established that you only say Hallel on a day that is a Yom Tov and a day that you don't work. Rosh Chodesh, you do work and therefore you don't say Hallel. So what are you asking about Purim? Unless this meaning of not working is very strong, that Rosh Chodesh is working.
Can we work and say Hallel?
We'll see in a minute. Lema, I'm going to give you three answers. One answer is, you don't say halal on the nest that happened chutz la'aretz, like you just said, Rabbi Gruden just said. But the Gemara gives two other answers. Maskel of Nachman Yitzchak, he asks a question about Yitzchak Mitzrayim. What about we left Egypt? That wasn't chutz la'aretz. The neshim chutz la'aretz, however, I mean, we do say halal. So we ask, we're answering the time we learned, actually, Nichnu Yisrael, before the Yidin went to Yisrael, Huchshu kol ha'aretz leim shira. Before the Yidin went to Yisrael, anyway, you had something happened, you make a shira. Once they enter Yisrael, you don't say so. You don't sing a howl only in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nachman answers, "Kriyasa zu halili." He says, "Reading the Megillah is like howl." And the famous Mordechai that says, and the Midi and others, that if you're traveling abroad and you don't have access to Megillah, I'm putting you must say howl because howl because says here "Kriyasa zu halili." If you don't read, you know, you have to say howl. And Rava says, "Bishlei mahasam over the all the other yom tovim halu avde Hashem." We say avde Hashem, halu Hashem kol goyim, yeah, avde Hashem. But lo, but not. Sorry. Yeah, it says halu avde Hashem, halu Hashem Hashem. So halu avde Hashem that veloy avde pari. We were totally set free. Hocha halu avde Hashem lo avde Achashverosh. Akati avde Achashverosh anan. Unfortunately, we're still in Golus, so therefore we don't say halu. But the Gemara, well, Rav Nachman, the Amar Kriyasa Zu Halila Tanya, but we learn Mishenichnus La'aretz La'huchshu Kol Ha'aretz La'Meshira. You're saying that we talk do say Hal, but our version Hal is Kriyas Megillah. But we just said in Chutz La'aretz you don't say Hal. And for the Gemara, Kivin Shegalu, while they lived in Eretz Yisrael, you don't say Hal outside. But once they went to Galus, Chazru Lehatayd Nerishon, you can go back and say the Hal as you want.
What is this business with the Malachim saying Shira?
They say every day Shira.
Kippur, isn't it Yom Hadin for them also?
No. Malachi Chapezin is because of us. The Malachim are our advocates.
Isn't it
Chob Boyer of Yavim for them? Yeah, that's us. All Eden Goyim. But not
that. Doesn't apply to Malachim?
No.
Malachim all creation is Hayim Harazolim, is the whole
old creation. It's Malachim Chapezin, Chilur Odo Yachezin is because they're our advocates. They're. The possible because we start about a flute and Messiah, but we finish in Avot, and rolls in Avot, and a papa, Hein Chol, Hein Avot, and my Kole, Chol, the Choli Kole, has a sweet voice. How we learned? Avot, Hoy, Migdash. Now, this is very interesting. We learned, Avot, Hoy, Migdash. They used to have this flute, Cholok, it was very smooth, Hoy, Dak, it was thin, Hoy, Shokan, man, I read. Shokan, Hoy, man, I read. Chol, Hoy, Dak, Hoy, Shokan, Hoy. And it was passed down to them from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Tziva HaMelech, the king, then said, what's going on here? It's passed to have such a cheap looking instrument in the base of Migdash. But Tzipo was up. He said, you know what? Tzipo was up. Let's go play it. V'lahoya kaila oidev. No longer was it sweet. It's like wine, you know, you're supposed to be in earthenware. And not in gold kingdom. Not loy et zipuyev. They removed the gold. Vayakoyla out of kemosha haya, and the gold and the sweet voice came right back.
They
thought they'd make it nice. It looked nice. And Mishmish have nice kelim. We have a rule: ain on knees and welcome ashiras. We don't want any poverty, but some things have to be made in simple kelim. Tziltzloy migdal. There were symbols in the base of migdal. Shana choisha. They're made out of copper. Vayakoyla out of had a very thin voice. Venivgim and something got ruined somehow. He gave it a defect. Reshochu chachamim. They sent it off. Heviu umnim Alexandria shemitzrayim. They brought the most skilled, highly skilled people from Alexandria. Vetiknu and they repaired it. V'lohaya kailad. It lost its sweet sound. Symbols are a sweet sound. I don't know if you describe that. Notlu as tikurei. They took away the repair. V'lohaya kailad adu kemeshahaya. Once again, it was sweet. Machtesh
is how it was nifgim.
No, they fixed it, yeah, but it's Shabbat. You can still use it, it's only an instrument. They thought they had to improve it. They're trying to say that the olden things.
Tikkun is the repair job.
Yeah, they did. They removed it. It still works without it. So they will fix it. What do you mean? It still works.
He says here it got a pagam and it didn't have a nice sound.
That's right. So they put a patch or something. They put a patch. And they removed the patch.
And then it still doesn't sound good.
So no. Who said it didn't sound good? They said that anywhere. There was a crack, let's say. So they sent it off to be repaired. They put a patch or something under it, and no longer it had the same sound. So they removed it, and now suddenly it went back to its old sound. Machteshes was a mortar. Hois of Migdash, there was a mortar in the base of Migdash. From the Chosh, made a copper. And it came back, dated back to Moshe Rabbeinu. They used to use it in Fatemis, so they used to crush the spices. Nispagma. It was a defect. The Heviyu Um Alexander Zion. They didn't learn a lesson. They brought these skilled tradesmen from Mitzrayim, Vitiknu, and they repaired it. Lahoisa Mefatem Meskimosha Hoisa. And it no longer worked this way. Not Lu as Tikuna. They took away whatever they did to fix. Lahoisa Mefatem Meskimosha Hoisa. And it started to, when they used to, remember, Hodeg, they used to make a Kol Yofel Absami, made a certain sound. And that sound itself, it was good. It helped out to release the fragrances of this. When you crush it, it released all the fragrances. And it seems that the sound that it made was it would help to release the fragrances.
That happened to it was one of the Pirushim Mishnayos. He says, yeah. That's the Kohen gets into a rhythm, a chant, like Hetev, Hodek, Hodek, Hetev, Hetev, and he gets into a rhythm.
A Kohel Yofel of something, he thinks, doesn't mean the noise itself, it's for the Kohen.
It's the Kohel Yofel, what is it, how does the sound help the actual thing? He says, because the Kohen doing it gets into a rhythm, and like he does a good job.
But Rashi learns over here. Look at Rashi. If a temes of samim, shebohay yokoyches samoni aktayid, they used to crush the samoni. Bohay yokoylot sol had a very thin voice. Or if a temes hab samim yofer, according to that person, who cared what the sound was? He cared about the rhythm. Or if a temes samim yofer v'neisenes behind reich, it's somehow or another the sound itself. Hakoyl yofel hab samim sounds like the koyl is good for the psalm itself, not for the person who's doing it. I mean, because, unless maybe some pshat says that, but it sounds a bit. The Sheikhik says those words while he's doing it. But Shakur Yafal of Samim. The sound of the thing. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Kamosha is Evlushne Kalim, Nishtai Midish, and these two Kalim left over the symbols and the mortar was left over in the first base of Midish. When Rispagmu, they got ruined, Velohoyle Marucha, there was no repair for it. Alayim Amad David, and David says, Nechoyshe is Memurit, the copper was very thin. That's the symbols. And the chesh is memurik, and it was very shiny. And that was the mortar. Alei Moim, it says the klein the chesh, and the klein the chesh is, it says the pasuk is, it says the klein the chesh is mutsav. Mutsav was like made out of gold. Shnayim, toiva shnayim chamuris kazov. Two of them were equal to like gold. The two symbols or the two mortars were equal to gold. Each one, so one of them said each one is equal to two things of gold. Like one of gold. Rabbi Yitzchak says that it means that they're both not equal, equal like one piece of gold. They're both equal like one piece of gold. So you have Braisa that supports the Chachamim. One opinion was that each one was worth. That each one was equal to two pieces of gold. Shnayim goes on the instruments, or goes on the kalim, or goes on the gold. One opinion says it goes on the gold. Each kalim is worth two pieces of gold. Almost says it goes on the instrument. Two of those things are equal to one of gold. And the Yitzchak learns that way. Tani learns. I'm listening. Naim says shneim hayu. What do you mean shneim hayu? There were two symbols and two mortars. Shnema shnayim atikra shnayim other shnayim. Don't say shnayim, but learn shnayim, which means.
Double.
It means double. Okay, double of each. Not that there were a total of two different instruments, but there were two of each. Says the Gemara, Tanish Bak. Shiloyach hayim mekalech mayim bekisa. The mea shaleach that ran through the Beis HaMikdash had it was wide, the size of an isa. It was very narrow. So Tziva Hamela, who is this king who keeps on meddling into what's going on there? Vechivua, he widened this creek. Today, she Yisrabu Meimav, in order to increase the amount of water. Venismatu, and what happened was that the rush of the water, it was reduced. That's in the basement itself, and all good stuff, and he hid things. Mia too, and then they reduced it back to what it was. Once again, mikalech water. Lekayim hashnema, very important pasuk. So the Gemara is how chacham should think I'm smarter than everybody else. I know better than the previous generations. They made a creek that was only the width of an isid. I'll make it much wider. No, over is how gibber begorosa. Don't go pride over the givura because I'm old. They knew exactly what they were doing. They followed what the Abishah told them. They said midrash. I says in Miyad Hashem olai hiskel. Everything was done there based on the Abishah's things. Rav Shimon says that hidulim lahaya b'migdash. There was no bells in the base of migdash with a glock inside. My hidulim by a tavla gugunda, a bell with a glock inside. Mipnei why shekola arav. Because it had a nice sound, and it would mix into the other sweet sounds that were there, and therefore It would take away from the song, detract from the singing that the Levim did, so we didn't want that. I'm not sure what kind of instrument the bell is, that it's so sweet.
You have the Lalat HaDolos, all
sweet?
The Tumor has every Sunday they say on the bells.
Sunday, if you remember, Christ, every day, every hour.
After
Lachas, yeah. Omar Rav, remember that Rebbe once told somebody the reason why he has problems is because he sets his watch
according to the
bell. He said the bell, he knew exactly what when it's like 12 o'clock, and he had all kinds of issues. Omar Rav Masna Mishmul, Magrefa Hoysa Bebeis HaMikdash, there was a shovel in the Beis HaMikdash that Rashi learns it was used to clean the ashes. Asara Nekovim Hoyu Ba, the shovel had 10 holes, and Kol Echa Ve'echa, and then each hole had another reed coming out of it, and then each reed had another 10 holes, and then each hole was produced a different note. Each one of them had another flute, you know, like a flute coming out of a reed, and they had 10 holes. So in total, 100 different sounds. Taitzer finds it very hard to believe that the shovel they used to collect ashes was a musical instrument. So he says we're talking about a musical instrument that looked, that was shaped like the shovel. But Rashi learns that it was, you know, everything that was musical, everything. But Masitana Brazil learned we're almost finished by two dots. That this was an Amma long, the Gvoya Amma was an Amma tall, the Kata Yaitim has a handle going out from it. Vasara and the Kavim Hayu Bond, this handle had 10 different holes. Kolechan Maiti Meya Mine Zemer, each one had a reed that had 100 different holes in it. Nimtzas Kula Maiti, 11,000 different notes. Omer Av Nachman Yitzchak Visimanach, remember what? Masnita Guzmer, Bryces generally like to exaggerate.
Wasn't so bad.
Yeah. Okay, it's from our mitzvah.